Welcome back, everyone, to Ferris State basketball coverage. Final score from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan at Cooper's Gymnasium. It was the Lake Superior State Lakers defeating the Ferris State Bulldogs 69-66. The Bulldogs took a one-point halftime lead. The Lakers came back in the second half, took a lead late in the ball game. Ferris State had a chance down by two to tie the game or take the lead in the last 30 seconds of the contest. The Bulldogs turned it over. Scott Perkins was fouled, made one of two free throws to make it a three-point ball game. And then as time expired, Matt DeHart for Ferris State got a good look from the corner right in front of the Ferris State bench. It bounced off the back of the rim, and the Bulldogs come up short as the Lakers win it 69-66 in Great Lakes Conference men's basketball action. Taking a look at the final statistical totals from the ball game, Ferris State shooting only 39%. The Bulldogs for the second straight game struggled from beyond the arc, 3 of 20 from downtown at 15%. They were 19 of 26 at the line, 73%. Lake Superior State shot 48%. They connected on 4 of 17 three-point baskets and shot 66% from the free throw line at 19 of 29 for the ball game. The Lakers out rebounding Ferris State 36-34. The Bulldogs had 12 turnovers and the Lakers finished with 15. In terms of final individual totals, Justin Keenan led the way for Ferris State with 24 points. John Yazel had 12. Austin Randall had 13. Those were the only three Bulldog players in double-figure scoring. For the Lakers, Scott Perkins had 17 points. It was 14 for Kyle Hunt, 12 for Garrett Konashevsky, and 11 for Micah Hudson as the Lakers improved to 13-12 on the year and 11-9 in Great Lakes Conference play. Ferris State drops to 14-11 on the season and 12-8 in conference action. Again, the final score, the Lakers defeat the Bulldogs 69-66 in Great Lakes Conference men's basketball action.